Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Lumi Ray episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the realm of hungry ghosts in Buddhist cosmology. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, Lumi Ray.
What's up,
dude? Thanks for coming through. Was that a bizarre intro?
It was eerie, but also beautiful.
Really? Was it like a ghost theme?
Yeah.
It was like a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it was lovely. Yeah,
it was lovely?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that's a good aspect to start a podcast, or do you like your kind of typical, like, just...
That's a nice intro. That's like...
It's a little kind of different, right?
Yeah.
Like Pee-wee Herman with Mr. Rogers was, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Did you grow up with any of that?
Pee-wee Herman? Not Pee-wee, but Mr. Rogers. Yes.
He was the best.
Yeah.
That's one of my idols.
I cried when I went to go see Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Oh, that's the documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah. So rest in peace, Mr. Rogers. He actually had such a unique set up for a show, like, you know, like just his set.
Mm-hmm.
I think I get a lot of inspiration because remember, he'd walk in, take off his shoes.
Yeah.
He'd go in the closet, take off his vest.
Yeah, I remember in the documentary, it was explaining that he liked to show that, like, you don't have to be in a hurry.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, because especially in LA. And,
you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
Industry.
Yeah, it's kind of like people get here. It took me a while to get acclimated because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't used to people saying, so what do you do for a living? Yeah. So what do you do?
What do you do?
You know, it's just like, I was like defensive. I remember like my first dinner with like people, you know, like that. And I'm like, and I thought I was like, what is this right now? These people, you know, like, why are they asking me all these questions? But I realized years later, they're just networking.
Yeah. They're like, well, what can you do for me?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you do headshots. You know, you're an actress. I do headshots. Here's my card. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my God. So you're not from here.
I'm not.
You're from the northern area.
I am.
And would you say there's a huge difference between mentalities? Opposing mentalities?
Oh, for sure. It's...
Can you name off a few? Like, what's the main thing, the difference between... Northern California versus Southern.
I think a big contrast I noticed even when I was like a kid going from SoCal to NorCal was the materialism.
Oh, is that a real thing?
Yeah, like my cousins or like just like family members I would come back down and it was always like, let's go shopping. Let's go do the, like, very, but there's nothing else to do in SoCal. Whereas I moved up to Northern California where there's redwood trees, there's ocean, there's, I mean, there's ocean here, but.
And then there's camping, hiking, stuff Bigfoot, like that.
Weed.
Bigfoot. So do you believe in Bigfoot?
My dad does. So
there could be a possibility that, you know, there's sightings.
Yeah, I could see him. Joe Rogan actually came to Willow Creek one time.
Yeah, that's crazy. what would you do if you actually were camping and you caught a glimpse of Bigfoot?
I don't even know. I feel like I'd shit my pants, but then I'd be like, well, you gotta understand on some level that you're that like he would
tear us apart.
Yeah, or
so I would kind of play dead, maybe.
Yeah.
Like probably. Like if you saw a bear,
yeah,
you play dead.
You're just like, okay, I'm not here.
Yeah, I wonder what he smells like. I bet you he smells
funky.
Yeah, he probably smells probably funky.
Probably patchouli.
Like flea infested. Yeah. I got notified of you through Sawyer and our homegirl Stella.
Yes.
So shout out to them.
Shout out to Stella and Sawyer.
They all been here.
Yes.
Sawyer was just here.
Yeah. We were at dinner right before she came.
Oh, you were the one at the sushi spot? Uh-huh. Oh, you see how that works?
Uh-huh.
So you were at, like, was that, how nice was that sushi spot?
Oh, God. I told her, I
What'd
was like.
What'd you order?
She ordered everything for us.
How much? What was it?
Oh, God. She ordered us albacore belly.
I don't even know what.
It was delicious.
Had it. Okay. What else? What was the name of the place again? What was the name of the place again? Cebu.
It's like.
Cebu?
Somewhere in Encino.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, somewhere in Encino. It was amazing, though. It was amazing.
Okay.
No
miso soup? I mean,
we got miso.
Okay.
We got some miso.
Sake bombers?
I drank sake. She had a Sapporo.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was like a date night.
She's drinking the brewskis, huh? Good for her. Okay, so it was just you and her.
Yeah, it was a little date night.
Oh, cool.
And then she's like, oh, I gotta go to Stevie. And I was like, oh, okay, I see.
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, my God. Her Sawyer's boyfriend. What a looker, huh?
Yeah.
Woo! What
a
hunk, huh?
Shout out to the Short Canes.
Handsome kid.
Yeah.
I met him once. Yeah.
Same.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. He's a handsome fella, huh? So what was his name? I want to give him a shout out, too.
Toby.
Shout out to my main man, Toby. You keep it up, boy.
Yeah.
You keep doing the snowboarding. You're doing good.
Yes.
So how did you link up with Stella and how did you meet and stuff?
So I actually still haven't met Stella. I know.
You haven't met,
but
she's in Puerto Rico, isn't she?
Yeah. And then like every time she's in LA, I feel like it's just our timing. Or she's just busy.
Mm.
And she's like a little more famous than me. So I'm like, okay.
I mean,
like, but
the
she
amount
is the kind
of money
girl
that y'all make on the OnlyFans, it boggles my freaking mind.
Know. But she is the kind of girl that, like, if I feel comfortable, like being like, hey, well, I get dinner,
yeah,
and she'd be super sweet. But Sawyer is the one I'm
Sawyer,
like, close with.
She's business. She's
she
all
is,
business.
Yeah.
Now, is it. When you made the transition from Northern California to Southern California, was it hard to make new friends?
Well, I was like a homeschooled kid, so yeah.
That's interesting. So you since what grade?
I like went back and forth. I tried doing school, but I just always hated school.
Were you only child?
No, I'm the oldest of five.
You have four other siblings. So let's give them a quick shout out. So,
oh, yeah.
How many, go ahead, go ahead. Shout out your brothers real quick.
I don't know if I should say their names.
Okay, so good. You guys, hope you're doing good.
Yeah,
okay.
Two of them are in the Army.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're badass soldiers.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'll... Do they have access to internet?
I'm sure they do
on
certain places.
It's not
bases.
Prison, but it's also prison.
Yeah. So is it... So it is a bit different out here because people's... The nature of the... Like, you know, people are networking and
I will
trying
say,
to do movies and stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like I do have a good quality where I like to really engage and get to know people versus what they can do for me.
Right. Dude, that's a Northern, that's a Northern California thing.
Yeah. Yes. Because it's like I grew up in such a tight community
mm-hmm.
of like, I was close with all my friends' parents, their families, their siblings, mm-hmm. like families were friends with families.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
and yeah. then you're from a specific area that we talked about last week called the Emerald Triangle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, yes.
Describe again, because it fascinates me. It's a whole different world up there.
Yeah.
There's people like cultivating marijuana. There's they're cutting the thing.
Trimmers.
Trimmers. Yeah.
Trimmigrants.
Yeah. Trimmigrants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. People come from literally all around the world to trim weed. I've met like more people from different parts of the world in Humboldt than any city I've been in because of
that industry. the nature of it. So many different people from different backgrounds, like, and everything. How the hell do they find out about it? Is there like a website?
I think it's just a tall tale of like, and it attracts definitely the type of like Burning Man goer fucking.
So there's a lot of dreads, dudes with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
A lot.
What's that, people that.
What's that hippie oil they wear?
Patchouli.
Oh.
It's. Like I said, it's like, I think Bigfoot probably smells like patchouli.
Yeah. So what is the thing about patchouli oil? Why do they. Because I've known about it since, like, I've known that smell, like.
Yeah.
You
they
know
don't,
what I mean? It's distinct.
Humble hippies do not wear deodorant. They use patchouli and essential oils for like.
They don't wear deodorant. Oh, because of the. Oh, because it's not natural. Yeah. The chemicals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about the aluminum free deodorant? Because there's certain Old Spice.
Yeah.
Aluminum free.
Yeah. No, I think they're gonna stick to their oils and their sage.
Can't they put coconut oil instead?
I don't know if that's gonna.
Patchouli oil is just.
Yeah.
It almost smells worse.
I think it's just part of the identity at this point. I even
why,
think
but
like
why that oil? I always wonder why that oil.
I don't know. I don't know
there's
who the first.
Oils, right?
Yeah, I don't know who the first.
Spearmint oil, or you know, or whatever. Yeah. You know, different kinds of.
No, there's lavender. There's all kinds of nice
mint
smells.
Oils.
Yeah.
Why that?
I don't know. I don't know who the first hippie was who decided like
this. Shame
is
on that
our,
first hippie. Shame on you, that first hippie that did that.
Yeah,
I'm just I guess to each his own.
Yeah,
whatever. It's
it smells like home.
Oh, it does. So you are saying
patchouli.
You're raised where the town you're raised, everyone wears patchouli oil.
Pretty much.
Ugh. But hold up. But what about shampoos and conditioners? What do they do about cleaning their hair?
I think they use those.
They could use shampoo and conditioner. But they use patchouli oil in their hair in the shower?
Maybe.
Oh,
I think so.
Oh, no.
This is like old school hippies, so I don't know. I feel like Humboldt's kind of transitioned, especially. It's kind of getting gentrified right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wait, like tech companies or computer companies coming
the
in?
The university just changed to being a Cal Poly school.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So are they going to have beef with the Trimmigrants?
Yeah.
Is there going to be like some kind of disconnect there?
Yeah. They want to make it more of a college town than a grower town.
Shout out to ASU. I went there for 9 years.
Oh, my
God.
8 years.
So yeah, yeah. That was a party school.
Yeah.
So I think my first semester, 0.45 GPA.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's not good. Yeah,
well,
let's
made
move
it
on.
Out. Well, life.
Yeah, I still don't know what I got my degree in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, interdisciplinary studies.
What's that?
Exactly.
Teacher?
Exactly. I don't know. It's something they gave. It's on the. Basically, during graduation, like, we were the smallest group. You know, people stand
yeah,
up. The,
yeah,
you know, school
like,
of business.
They're like, oh, you guys
and
should
then, just and disciplinary studies. And it was like just the tiny nook of the stadium.
That's
like,
right
five
up there
people
with
stood
like,
up. Five people stood up.
That's right up there with like communications degrees. I still don't know what that means.
I couldn't
when
even,
people
I couldn't
are
even
like,
get into that school. Yeah.
You're like,
hey, but we're communicating now, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we need it.
At the Stevie Weeby Show. we kind of like, before we started filming, we just started talking about psychedelics. I mean,
yes.
Did you, we both have our own experiences. Like, have you had any bad trips?
Acid. I don't like acid. I did it one time, and it was just, well, it was a weird situation. It was with a few friends that I thought were, like, pretty well.
What, like, well-adjusted?
Like, yeah, like, did acid a lot, so they were, like, going to be able. It was a group of, like,
mixed?
It was me, yeah.
Okay, continue.
But we also did it in, like, our friend's garage.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
It's not good. It wasn't good. It wasn't good in there.
Yeah. It was just so dark.
It was dark in there. Yeah. Did you see ghosts?
I just kept thinking I was seeing ants everywhere. Which is way worse.
Yeah. So how many blotters did you do?
I have no idea. That was the other thing. I thought I microdosed and I had my friend just drop some in my wine and then.
Oh, so it was liquid?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, so.
Yeah, it was heavy.
At ASU when I did it, me and my friend Kendall, school was on break and I ended up seeing like dead people in the bathroom. You know, I've talked about this story, but I'm starting to research Buddhist monk, you know, content on YouTube.
Right.
And they talk about a ghost realm, which I think I saw
during
my acid trip. It's called the Peta realm.
Wow.
And in Buddhist philosophy, they believe there's different, like when you die, there's different heavenly realms, there's hell realms.
Yeah.
But there's different levels. Like there's not just one or two. There's not one hell. Heaven or hell.
Yeah.
There's different, like, different variations.
That makes sense.
The ghost realm, you know what's so spooky about it is it's kind of like they're stuck there. They're like in purgatory.
Yeah.
And they have unfulfilled desires. Like, they have a story of a man, like, wanting to drink water, but all that comes out is ash.
Oh.
So it's like that. They're always hungry. And the depictions that people draw of them, they have, like, skinny necks, like a skinny, like, Slim Jim beef jerky neck, but then huge tummies, and they're, like, crawling around.
Like, kind of, like, alien-like.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're in this place of, like, being human and then transitioning, and you're...
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's like they're in between worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, now that takes us, that brings us to our sponsor. The Stevie Weeby Show is brought to you by Lucy. If you want to quit doing this grisly long cut chew, which turns your teeth brown and your gums gray, consider doing Lucy. My favorite kind that I have in right now has a flavor capsule. So these are cool. Check it out. See this blue thing in the middle?
Whoa.
You see that blue?
Yeah.
It's like a blue ball.
Yeah.
This thing... sustains the flavor. So I this is one of my favorites, cool cider. This could last hours. I just keep it in here.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so you'll save a lot of money, folks. Consider switching over to Lucy. It's a great alternative to smoking and for you to quit chewing tobacco. If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co and use promo code Stevie, S-T-E-E-B-E-E. I also have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. You know that. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, lucy.co, and make sure to use promo code Stevie.
Stevie.
So going back to, I mean, do you find that interesting as far as like, do you think about like, life and death, like death or like where we go after we die.
Yeah. Not to overshare, but I have some people that have very close to me that have passed, like my sister. And then this last year, my uncle died. So it's like
my dad, too. My dad's urn is right there. That wooden
your
box.
Your dad here?
Yeah, my dad's here.
Oh.
Is that weird? Wow. Is that odd to do that? You wouldn't do that? I mean.
I don't know. I always just toss them.
But that's that's family.
No, I guess that's good. That's nice.
Did you notice?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't what?
I don't know. Do you have sex in here when he's here?
I rarely have it because I'm in a long distance relationship. My girl. I want to give her a shout out. Shout out to my girl, in Pittsburgh. There. Okay. I'm self-conscious when I masturbate.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah,
because
it's dark in here, and
like,
I have my...
Just me and Pops.
Just me, Pops, and my iPhone here.
Oh.
And I look at him. But, like, going... See the things on top of his urn? There's crystals.
Okay.
So, going back to the Buddhist philosophy, you know how there's a lot... You know, like, the world of the dead? In certain realms, you could give them gifts, a past relative, okay?
Yeah.
And they'll be able to receive it. Okay. So in the Peta realm, the Buddhist Peta realm, the mm-hmm. ghost realm, mm-hmm. you would be able to like ease some of their suffering, like if you were to offer them like water or a cupcake or something. And I think meditation's involved. Mm-hmm. But if you think these and you offer these things to them.
I always had altars growing up in my house.
Really? Mm-hmm. So have you... For those of, because maybe some people out there never lost a loved one. I mean, mm-hmm. how did you deal with that? I mean, I know I had a very hard time. Yeah. But what was that like for you?
I didn't really learn how to fully heal really from it until like the last few years. For mm-hmm. a while, I think you think you're fine and you kind of just push it to the side. And then you realize that grieving, you just have to like go fully in it. And allow yourself to hurt in order to heal. And then...
Were you, during these, what you said, your uncle, like, who was the recent one?
Yeah, he died, like, in December.
Were you there while it happened?
No. Just my aunt was keeping us updated. He was in a hash lab explosion. And, so, I think, also, it's like, and my sister passed of cancer. So my whole thing I realized with...
Were you there for that?
Yeah.
You were in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
While it happened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I was there when my dad...
We took her home for like her last few months.
So she was in a hospice or something? Or
she was just at our house.
No, but she was in the hospital. You took her back home?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you bought the... You had the medical bed, the hospital mm-hmm. bed in the house.
No, she didn't want... That she wanted to...
Her normal bed.
Yeah. So we did that. We, like, surrounded her with crystals and, like...
And then that must have been very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think with what helps me was realizing how, especially in her case, like, how painful life was. That death was sort of a relief.
Right.
Not for me, but for her, because she would
How
even
old was
say,
she?
She was four.
She was what?
Four.
She was that young?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just one of those, like, situations where, like, she got brain cancer. And
that young, though?
Yeah.
That's very uncommon, though, right? Usually people
get
that when they're older, like, later in life.
And it was just, like, she was, like, wildly... intelligent for
she's an old soul maybe
yeah like she knew she would like say things
like what do you mean
like she'd be like you know I'm not supposed to be here that long and like
whoa you just gave me goosebumps so I mm-hmm. and then I kind of believe in that
no because like she my whole experience with her really made me dive deeper into like spirituality because I didn't grow up religious or anything but that experience. I was like because I was there, like, the night she died. She was, like, I remember, like, looking at her and looking at her body. But I was, like, okay, but she's still here. Like, I still feel, her like, her presence? Energy was just so big that was, like.
Even when she passed over?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I mean, that must have been difficult. Like, yeah.
It was
because my pops was, like, my pops was older. Like,
right.
It was two different. Like, my dad was, he was old, you know, he had 8 strokes and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, my uncle, too, he was only, like, he was supposed to turn, like, 40 or 39 this year. And with both those people passing, it totally, it, like, the thought process I always have is, like, this isn't supposed to happen.
What is it supposed to happen?
Like, you know, like people, like a 4-year-old getting cancer or a young dad who has 3 daughters. Like, he shouldn't. I'm like, that's not right. But you still have to go through the grief and still find acceptance.
Right.
For these.
For that, those scenarios of death. Do you believe in reincarnation at all?
A little bit.
I think.
Have
I
you
think
watched the I? What's it called?
Is it on Netflix?
I Origins. It used to be. I don't know if it is, but that's a movie you should watch if you're into
reincarnation. Because Buddhists believe that.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I think maybe. I think that it's our decision. Because I think, I believe that your spirit goes on.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't prove that unless we die. But
that's what I meant.
But I feel that. I feel that, like you were saying, your sister who passed, she said she shouldn't be, like, she's probably been here several
times.
That's
why. Like, she was more accepting of her, like, life being so short.
Yeah.
Than, like, we were. And
that's interesting. And she was so young. How did she have that kind of maturity and insight?
I was just like, what do you mean?
Yeah. So maybe she was like, and this is just a hypothesis. Yeah. I feel like when we come here, like we've lived several lives, but I feel like we get to choose.
Yeah.
You know, we like maybe a past life, I was like a Viking or maybe like a bird or something. Yeah. But then I think we do choose our parents and our, like, okay, I want that for my mom.
My mom,
I want my brother to be that or my sister to be that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My mom definitely always raised us with that. I remember she would, use it kind of as an argument thing. When we would get in an argument, she'd be like, well, you chose me.
That's what she would say? Mm-hmm. That's kind of odd that she would say that.
It's kind of cool, though, because she was always just trying to teach me, like, hey, like... I'm obviously, like, you wouldn't be my kid if, like, you weren't capable of, like, having these conversations, these hard conversations, these arguments, growing from them.
Yeah,
growing through things together.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go so deep. I didn't think we'd be talking about death and stuff.
Oh,
But it is relevant. I mean, that's the thing is, even being in... here, like Hollywood, like it's almost like people are running away from that. They're like, I want to do this job, I'm going to get this role, I'm going to, you know, it's like they're doing everything not to look at, to be present, and like just to be like, that's why it's like it's an unfulfilled thing. It's like, because I know people in the industry, I know actors, comedians, and it's like there's nothing that satisfies them fully.
No.
Because let's play devil's advocate. Uh-huh. Oh, I just booked this TV show, start like a guest spot role. Mm-hmm. Then they're like, oh, but I wasn't the principal role. Oh, guess what? Years later, I have a principal role and I'm in the leading cast. Yeah. And then, but then it's like, there's movies. Now I'm in an independent movie, but like a supporting cast. Mm-hmm. But then there's always, but I'm not Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? It just keeps going and going.
No, especially in this industry. Like even in my industry, which I didn't realize this.
Go ahead. I wanted to because I saw your No Jumper interview and I didn't want to ask the same questions.
No.
And I'm sure you're sick of hearing them.
No, I mean, it's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
But I will say, even in my industry, there's that. Like I did, you know.
You know who Asa is? That's my homegirl, Asa Okara. Asa.
I've heard of her. I don't think I've met her yet.
Shout out to Asa. She's been here. Sasha Gray's been here.
Sasha Gray.
Yeah, you know Sasha, right?
I don't know.
But you know who she is. Yes, you know who she is. Yes. Yeah. They're like OGs in your game. Like, don't the girls look up to them? Like,
yeah.
Because there's always, I'm just letting you know, outside of porn, they go into different ventures.
Yeah.
Like she's, you know, Sasha's DJing now.
Yeah. No, and that's like Asa what wrote I a book. Do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to do writing. I want to write for comedy. I want to either like start acting on comedy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you, when people find out what industry you're in, especially the dudes, do they get kind of like weird with you? Like you get crazy DMs and stuff like that?
If anything, the reaction I get the most is always just curiosity. People, because it's like, they're just like, oh, that's what, so what's that like? So
you can't
much do you make?
That's the first thing they ask. Yeah. Is it, when you show up to set, is it like, do you, because certain actors that you've never met before, do you like shake their hand and do you guys do like?
I compare it a lot to like podcasting, like showing up here early to kind of get to know you,
right?
And like, because I,
but then in a few minutes you guys,
so it's like I want it to at least some sort of like good chemistry. And like,
have you met someone with bad energy? Like, hurry up, let's get this going.
Yeah,
let's get it going.
Yeah, like, I walked off set one time.
Like where the dude was like that, like,
yeah, but hurry then, up, like, I got this almost, other thing. I almost thought he was like maybe autistic because I was like, are you a dick or are you like socially like not, you know?
Right.
Because he was kind of weird, but he was kind of a dick. And I was just like, and
like,
he
in
was
what
like,
way is it the things he was saying to
he
you?
Was just like, he was trying to direct, and then he was also the male talent, and he was like,
he was trying to direct?
Yeah.
Like, what's there, like,
what, and that, it? Like, always kind of trips me out when the director is also, like, supposed to fuck you.
Yeah,
like, that's just
not really a good vibe.
So, he was just not cutting it. And then he was, instead of, like, letting, like, giving us our lines.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, just, like, carry, like, pretty much was telling me to carry the scene.
Okay,
and
that's
I
fine.
And I was like,
so.
And yeah. It was just, like, not good. He was just, first of all, not a good director.
Right, right, right. And his energy was off.
And his energy was off. And yeah. I was like, yeah, no, dude, I can't fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
that's
this
fine.
Feels,
yeah, yeah. Now, I noticed,
of the time, though.
I noticed that there's a lack of male Asian actors. And we all know why, because, you know, the whole, you know, I don't want to get into it, but the whole stereotypical things as far as, I'll say it without saying it. Grain of rice, Vienna sausage. You figure it out.
You figure it out.
So why do you think that is? Because I've seen a lot of white guys, black guys, Hispanic guys, even Indian guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see a lot of my own.
I know.
Yeah. That was such sympathetic. Poor teddy bears.
Poor Stevie.
Poor guy. So is it because maybe in Asian culture, I'm just guessing, that it's kind of like they've never seen it.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I think that, but there's so many Asian.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Girls in the industry.
See? That's what I'm saying.
So
there's an imbalance.
But I do think culturally, I might be speaking out
I think
men are more honorable and
reserved or conservative about that.
Yeah, even with like, did you ever watch, I think it was called Love and Sex Around the World on Netflix.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, docuseries.
What's it called?
Love and Sex Around the World. And the first episode is Japan, and it dives deep into showing how, like, just how they view marriage as more of a business transaction and sex as, like,
I know Japanese men, I don't want to generalize, mm-hmm. but some of them are into some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you heard of shut-ins? Like, there's certain people that don't even leave their apartment.
Yeah.
But then there's even stuff, have you been to Tokyo? I've never been there.
Uh-uh, I would love to go.
But there's, like, bubble bath houses.
Japanese.
What was that?
I'm part Japanese.
Get the hell out of here. No, you're not.
My grandfather's Japanese.
You heard it first. Oh,
I know.
Stevie, your grandfather's Japanese?
Do you want to see a photo?
Yeah, please. That just boggles my mind.
Boggles?
I had no... did you think?
No.
Your grandfather's Japanese? Like, from is he Okinawan? Or
what's this is my mom and her dad.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's him.
Yeah. Wow. Does he look like... Cheech.
Yeah, he kind of looks like
Salvadorian.
Yeah. Wow.
But his mom was fully Japanese.
Have you been to Japan?
No, I want to like take him before he dies because he hasn't been back since he was 10.
Yeah, but Japanese, they're into some weird things.
They are.
You know,
he's a womanizer.
Who, this guy?
Yeah, he dates like 30-year-old black women now.
Okay.
And like.
Whatever floats his boat.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, he was like, my grandmother was like this, like, blonde hair, blue eyed, you know.
Right. And how did they link up?
They linked up in Huntington Beach in like the 60s or something.
Wow.
And yeah. But he cheated on her their whole marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, and it always came out that I think like his mistress was like Hispanic. And I was
I guess he chose his own path that way. Well, going back to the Asian dudes, mm-hmm. the lack yes. of, I want to see like a little Vietnamese dude like do it. Like, hi, I'm Jimmy Trinh. I'm Jimmy Trinh. Uh-huh. Let's go. I want him. I don't see that.
I don't see
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jimmy Trinh. I'm ready to
I
go.
I mean, I made a sex tape with my Vietnamese boyfriend if you want.
No, that's fine. That's your business. Oh, so you dated a Vietnamese guy? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great in bed.
See what I'm saying? So that's just a stereotype, guys, yeah. huh? Asian yeah. guys could do it too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he put it down.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Can we uh-huh. give him a shout out?
Shout out to Ryan.
Shout out to my main man, Ryan. Vietnamese?
Yeah.
That's the homie right there.
Yeah.
So I think that, look, I think that mm-hmm. that's just, there's not, it's not common to see that.
No, no, definitely.
But I think that there needs to be, just to balance it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just now started seeing two Asian men are like now being casted more.
In LA?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You gotta get me in contact with them.
I know. I'll give you their Twitters.
Oh, my God. That would be insane. So do you know their do you know their names?
I feel like they're Asian actors. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think one.
That dude, that'd be a perfect fit.
This guy, Leo Weiss.
Woo! He's a hunk, baby. Shout out to my man, Leo Weiss. Oh my God. Yo, he's a hunk.
Yeah, have him
Leo. Leo Weiss, holler at me, brother. Holler at me. You're always welcome on the Stevie Weeby show. And you know what? He actually looks fit too.
Yeah.
He's not like, you know, no. he's got like nice hair. Mm-hmm. He looks buff.
Yeah. He looks like
an actor, like yeah. a male, like
yeah.
like a suit. Like
some
he
could be, Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
shit.
Like yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go, yeah. guys. All Asian guys aren't
I
like
feel
nerdy.
Like there's one more, but I can't remember mm-hmm. his name. But they're coming up.
You know what I think happens too? Because I've talked about this kid a lot, like the mm-hmm. kid Elliot Rodgers. Who you know the kid that was, he was half Asian, he ended up shooting up, you know he never could get a date,
yeah,
and then he wanted a blonde hair, blue eyed sorority chick, yeah. but he always felt like it was owed to him, but he never tried to talk to them,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of that on college campuses or just in school where they get frustrated and they're like, how come the girls don't like me? How come you know?
That's like the one energy that I try to not welcome in the industry, but it's also like why I think a lot of why we all change our names, hide our identity.
That's
because
fine.
It's like, because I will say that like the amount of like I've always gotten creepy DMs, but the amount of DMs
like incels dudes hitting you up,
yeah, and just like people being like really thinking like, oh, since you're in porn, you'll definitely fuck me.
No, that's absolutely not. Yeah.
Or like dudes that are like
being inappropriate.
Or dudes that I like went to high school with that I didn't
yeah,
fuck. You'll fuck
me now.
I'm
yeah,
like,
right,
no,
right,
you
yeah.
actually have less of a chance.
Right.
I only fuck porn
stars. Now, do you think it's because since the internet's the way it is,
mm-hmm.
is they have this familiarity of like, I'll give you an example. Let's take it out of that context mm-hmm. into podcasting,
right.
where they've heard so many hours and hours of like me talking about this and that, or,
mm-hmm.
and so they use that and they think they know me like that.
Oh,
when it's just like, this is, you know, it's like, I don't, but the thing is, that's like a one side street, like, one-sided well, where
yeah.
I don't know anything about them, but since I have hours and hours of logged in footage or podcasting, they've heard me talk.
Yeah.
They know like my family life, you know, like my wrestling career. They mm-hmm. know my friend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that where they know so much about you, but you don't know anything on their end. It's like, there's just someone on the other side of the laptop screen saying,
oh no, when you decide to go into entertainment, there is this, it's shitty, but you have to recognize that the public feels like you owe them something, or they
but
feel
you,
like
you
entitled.
Don't, but you don't.
You don't.
But you don't.
But
that's just...
I realized that more after watching Pam and Tommy and like seeing all the shit that like Pamela
Anderson
went through. Because
absolutely.
They're like, you're the blonde bimbo.
Yeah. That has
like,
that had that
your
tape
sex
out.
Tape.
Yeah.
When she tried to like get that back and the whole process, like, oh no, like you belong to the public.
You're
it's
right.
Pretty much what they told
but
her.
But that's not.
And that's not.
That's
true.
Not even true.
No.
It's kind of like this. It's kind of like you know, someone that like flips burgers or something,
yeah.
and then you know, you see him every day, and then you think like, hey, you give me free cheeseburgers, right? And you're like,
no.
I just work there.
Yeah.
No, but I see you at the burger joint. You know,
just
it's
make
like,
me burger.
Yeah, it's like no, but you know, I live around here, and like you're gonna hook me up with free cheeseburgers, like right?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, this is just my job. Like,
yeah.
I do this. I work here.
I'm good at what I do,
yeah.
but.
I clock
I want,
in.
Yeah,
yeah
I want to go
then,
home. I want to chill.
That's, I think that they have a hard, like, they can't disconnect from the title of, like, what you do. And because that's your work, right?
Yeah.
Opposed to, like, no, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
I have other self-interest.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, I clock in. That's where I clock in the time card. And then outside of that, like, I have other interests. I like, you know, like, I like doing other things. And that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's like, almost uncomfortable for them when they realize that we're humans.
Yeah.
And that we're like, oh, no, I, like, take shits.
But
and
exactly. You
like,
breathe. You know, you get sick.
I go on weird dates.
Or you get sad.
Yeah.
And you cry.
I'm like, I get bloated.
Yeah.
I'm not looking like sexy all the time.
Junk food sometimes, and you feel guilty eating junk food. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that.
Masturbate in a dark room for 8 hours of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they're, my fan base kind of knows about me. But I was going to say, it's like, I don't think the internet could get very kind of like biased and dark as far as, you know what it is? It's entitlement.
Yeah.
Just because they think, oh, I've seen your stuff or I've done this or that. They think that they have a right to like, to comment on anything about your life. Because I know for a fact that if you were to see them in person, like let's say one of these dudes, I don't want to get into like the communication of what they said, right? But I'm just saying their energy, right? Their energy, right?
Yeah.
You saw them like at a mall, or let's say you saw them at Starbucks,
yeah,
right? And it's the same cat that's been messaging you, right?
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you, I'm 95% sure they would cower.
Yeah, they would.
They would
shit.
Literally, you know what they would do? Instead of being a real like courageous person,
yeah.
Instead of walking up to you and being like, "Hi, I'm Tony. I'm Tony Smith." Hi, I'm the guy that said this.
Yeah.
So what's up? You know, they would be literally, if they were saw you walk in, they would like freak out and go to the corner of Starbucks and on their phone, they would message you on their phone.
Yeah.
Like they would say, oh, hi, I'm at the Starbucks that you're in right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would do something completely like not courageous.
Yeah.
It would be like the opposite
You'd be
thing.
Like, and
but
you're
that's
like,
these
creeped
that,
out.
That's what type of people these are.
Yeah.
They have no courage.
Yeah.
I have
a handful of people that I will say that I appreciate.
There you go. Bring it back to the positive.
Yeah.
In
my fan base that
so that's
really
cool. Respectful.
Respectful and like kind. Purely gets that like you're this fancy and I adore you, I admire you. I know there's no way in hell you're ever going to touch my penis.
And that's fine.
And that's fine because I'm here to support you. I'm here, like, subscribe,
at least
buy your stuff.
And then we need more of those, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're supporting the thing.
Actually, like, a really positive experience that happened. I didn't know, but it was the same guy. But someone made like a fan page for me on Twitter and was doing that.
That's cool. I mean,
it was cool. And then I didn't know it was the same person. But then like I was like this other guy that was just I thought was another guy ended up being the same guy on my OnlyFans was like just super sweet. Always like buying the fucking video. You know,
that's cool.
Super sweet. So I was like, I gave him what did I do? Oh, I put him on my VIP list for free.
That's fine. And that's fine. And then he's like, we need more of those.
And then he like came out. He's like, yeah. By the way, I'm actually the one who runs your fan page.
That's cool.
See, I was like, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
There are good ones out
there. I'm just saying in the back of their minds, there's a glimmer of hope still. I'm just being honest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying because I know how that is. In the back of their minds, there's always that glimmer of hope.
And that's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine too.
They can live with that as long as they're not aggressively always like, I want your
cum. Right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We get that. Yeah. We get how dudes think. Yeah, I know how they are too.
No.
Now, how long have you been on OnlyFans?
Only since November.
And then you don't have to discuss the amount you're making, but it's a pretty healthy amount. It's a healthy amount.
I'm comfortable.
It's a healthy amount. Now, I always do this when, when I get guests in as far as them knowing about that.
Yeah.
Could I? What about me?
Yeah.
What about me? Could I start one?
Yeah. I think OnlyFans is actually like kind of transitioning to like this
social
media base. Yeah.
Now,
if you just do like,
do I have to work out more?
Could just do some shirtless comedy and like see who subscribes. Or
I've done, I'm not, I have to just clarify this. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I've done comedy.
Oh.
I just did a 5 shows opening, doing guest spots for Jeremiah.
But you're not a stand-up?
I've done stand up, but I can't call myself a stand up comedian. You know what I'm saying?
It's like more of a hobby. That's how I feel about writing.
Exactly.
I'm like, well, I don't like.
Yeah.
Like I've sold articles, but I'm still not like. I'm like, well, I don't have a book. Well, I don't have a screenplay.
And so that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Now that's with good. Me, could I? What if it's just like things on my butt, like.
Uh huh.
Like would it? So would it be?
I actually.
Would any women wouldn't sign up for that? Would they though?
Men would. even the male, my like male porn star friends, their whole fan base, it's not all women.
So it's let's keep men. It real. Let's call a spade.
And they're all straight men.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Uh-huh.
If I were to hypothetically create a OnlyFans page, me,
yes,
and do like my butt or something, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, this is my butt. It would be mostly gay men.
Uh-huh. For sure, 100%.
So what's the percentage with that? Like 90% gay men?
Yeah. Maybe more.
So 100% gay men?
Maybe, yeah.
So why do you think that is? Is it because women don't need, they're like, oh, it's some small Chinese
I mean,
guy.
Like, of course there's like I love watching dudes jerk off, but
yeah, but for the majority, other women don't like that.
No.
Other women don't,
and I'm never
they're not looking
pay for
that.
It.
Yeah. So that's fine. But what I... Wouldn't I be, wouldn't they be aggressive towards me? Like, hey, dude, I saw you the other day off on Sunset Boulevard. Aren't you Stevie? Like, I'm a part of your OnlyFans. Do you want to get coffee? I mean, I would.
That might happen.
But I would have to deal with that, right?
Yeah, you would.
So what would be, for me to, like, stay in that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I've accepted the fact that I'm doing this. No women are signing up to see me. It's 100% gay men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've accepted that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think is a fair amount for... I mean, this is more a question for me. But what do you think is a fair amount for me to stay hang in there? Even though I'm a heterosexual man, I just love women.
Well, think about it like this. If you set your subscription price to, what, $10 a month, and you get...
Go ahead.
Because you have like a good following on like your other social medias.
Yeah.
People are going to subscribe purely just because it's you too.
Right.
So like you're just
so I might
fans.
Have some male straight
yeah.
fans.
Yeah. Just because being like, hey, what's Stevie up to?
Because they know
yeah.
the humor behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
so,
that. I got
so
that.
So just you just got to do crunch the numbers, which OnlyFans does for you. And they'll show you. They'll show you your stats of like the following. Which, like, how much you're making each section, which is, like, how much you make
off
subscription.
What do you mean each section? I don't know how that
how
works.
How much, well, I mean, if you're selling.
Oh, adult content versus, like, hey, I'm doing cooking
versus
videos.
Versus, like, who's sending tips just to send tips, which is, like, people will just send me $5
right.
stuff just
right.
to be, like, you look great today.
Mm-hmm.
Or versus, like, the money you're getting from subscriptions and
right,
you're getting
right.
from. So if you just look at that. But even if you're not, like, making content and doing all this stuff, you're doing like what, a $10 subscription and like 70 people subscribe, you're still getting that extra cushion of like
can I be honest with you, I would hang in there if I was making like 10 G's a month.
Well, yeah. If you're like, is that
asking for the heavens, the stars? Am I reaching for the stars here?
Making 10 G's a month?
Okay, hold up. 5 G's.
You can make 5 G's.
I would not do it for a G a month.
No.
I'm just letting you know. I have to draw the line somewhere.
I made 1,000 in the first 6 hours of having it, and I wasn't even like famous yet.
Right. I can't do it
and
for
I'm
a G
not
a month.
Really. A famous yet.
Two G's a month? I can't do two G's
a
month.
No, 5 G's is easy. You can make easily 5 G's a month on
now,
OnlyFans.
Now, 5 G's, I would have to get back to you on that. Okay. I would have to really consider the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Because if it's all like dudes from West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because people could do research now. They could be like, hey, I saw you at Sprouts. Aren't you? You're that guy.
So you go to Sprouts all the time.
Well, we're going to edit. Yeah. Maybe it's Trader Joe's. They don't know. I'm just like, it's hypotheticals.
Yeah.
For 5 G's a month, Stevie would be in there.
Yeah.
How, is that sustainable, though? How long could I do that, OnlyFans?
It's like as long as you're engaging with your fans.
Oh, I would have to engage with them?
Or you hire Sawyer.
So Sawyer, I would have to hire her as my my business manager. Yeah. Sawyer could direct me.
Yeah, she's helped me. She's helped me a lot.
Sawyer has helped you in what ways? As far as business advice.
Yeah.
Like, give me an example.
Like she, because you know what she does, right?
Yeah. Okay. She works with Stella. She manages her career.
But what she does also is like she does, like consulting.
Yeah, consulting.
So that's how I actually got linked up with her. Her sister went to college up in Humboldt, and I met
her. What's her name?
Sierra.
Shout out to Sierra, too.
Yeah.
And Austin, their brother. Keep skateboarding. Yeah. Keep skating, Austin.
Yeah. No, so I was friends with Sierra, and then when she saw, I think she like saw I like posted something on Instagram and about OnlyFans, and she's like, oh, my sister
manages then, this client. One of her clients is this.
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I know she's making bank.
Yeah.
Bankaroonie.
Yeah.
She's making
she's comfy.
Bank.
She's very, very comfy.
But, I can't imagine if I made, I mean, I'm not going to say the dollar amount.
Well, I mean, if you became the anal prince, that'd be
No. There's no,
but
no.
But she's anal princess, so.
So you think I could be the Asian version of that?
Could try.
That's interesting. So would that up me to 10,000 a month then if I were to raise it up like
for sure.
And then I go, hey guys, Stevie here. So this Wednesday I'm getting I got my dragon butt plug.
Yeah.
So you guys tune in, comment below. I'm gonna really be doing it. So you know, I'm gonna be using no lube tonight. And then this is like what you guys were asking for.
Yeah.
But then
they'd be like, oh.
So the dudes would go crazy over that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me think about it. Oh, the time's already we're down to our last 10 minutes. I'm so sorry that I had. I always ask because I always wonder, is it worth me doing that platform?
I think so.
It's kind of more funny for me.
The other thing that like, I mean, I don't know what it's like for men, but at least for me, like the amount of freedom when I decide to go into porn and just, or even like just OnlyFans, it takes it to a whole new level of like, oh, I really don't give a fuck what people think.
Well, the thing is, I know that because I think you mentioned it on No Jumper as far as like when your mom found out, but then you got to get her tickets to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that can't hurt, right?
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
you
kind of have to weigh out the like whatever.
No, and she still like has. Her whole thing with it is like, she's like, I just don't want to know, but I want to like, but I want to support you. And I'm like, as long as you support it, I'm like, I also understand. It also allows you to like, it's a very personal decision and it's allowed me to be like,
I understand that.
I'm okay if like people don't have my back. If people are like, if my mom's put a weird situation where someone's asking her about it, I'm like, just shut it down, walk away. You don't have to like have my back. You don't have to defend me. I don't want you to feel like
Yeah, that she yeah, has to or justify. Like,
I want you feel ashamed because yeah. I have no shame about it.
And that's great. And that's half and the battle there because yeah. I'm sure that, that's a real issue with a lot of these actors and actresses as far as, you know, the commitment to it, like, and yeah. like, oh, what are the repercussions and et cetera. But my whole thing is, okay, I understand and I know this is a major kind of concern. It's like, but if I do that, then my images and things are out in the internet forever, right?
Yeah.
I know you all have talked about it. It's a real thing, right?
Yeah.
But my whole rebuttal to that is like, you know, because I'm like, you know, I'm looking up Buddhist monk videos. Uh-huh. They're talking about reincarnation and how short this lifespan is.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to be here one day. That's a reality, right? We're all going to die, right?
Yeah.
And so what would it matter anyway when I depart from this earthly plane, you know, of existence? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I understand that, too. So it's like, yeah. And not only that, it's not like everyone on Earth is like so obsessed with just one person in life. I mean, maybe that exists, but everyone's in their own Truman Show. Everyone, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like, oh no, well, they said that, you know, cause like I have, like there's Reddit things on me and, you know, Stevie's, if it wasn't for his brother, then he wouldn't be here there. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's like pages of that, but it's like, if I like let that affect me just living my life, then
they win.
Exactly. And so going back to you, I'm sure there's like things out there or like whatever, like you have certain fans saying certain things, but who, at the end of the day, no one really cares that much.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, whether it's porn, entertainment, whatever industry, like any entertainment industry, there's always going to be people trying to tell you who you are.
Well, and but they don't really know.
Well, so I'm always just like, you need to develop a core sense of self.
Yeah.
Core sense of self. Core sense core, of self.
Like a core. Like core. Your core. Yes. Yeah, I got it.
A core sense of self so that, like, that's not affected.
Right.
And I honestly feel privileged having that and getting into the industry when I did.
Right.
Because I'm 24.
Yeah, that.
If I was getting in the industry, when I like talked to girls that are like 18, I kind of been like.
So it's not like you're like, you know, like a spring chicken that just popped in there without doing your research, right? Yeah. You're like, you thought about it and you weighed out your options.
I lived so many lives before it.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? Another example I'm thinking about is, okay, you have that, right? But what about like, because I listen to Sword and Scale, like it's a podcast about serial killers and stuff like that.
Fun.
You should check that out. Okay. It's really, they're really interesting.
Yeah.
There's some on YouTube, all audio, but it's like,
okay,
you have these people that have, that are alive that they've done the most horrific stuff.
Yeah.
You're not harming anyone on top of that. You're it's entertain. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. At the end of the day, it is entertainment.
Yeah.
It's adult entertainment, but it's entertainment. You're not you're not hurting anyone.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? But these people that have lived on this planet, there's these real humans that have done horrific things to other people.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what about them? Uh-huh. You know, that they're going to leave that horrible legacy behind when they depart from this existence. So it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's not that big of a deal if you don't want to make it a big deal. You know what I mean?
I just go back to like, I know like we all have our own perspective on things, but my whole thing was like, when I decided to do it, I was like, well, like if any of my friends came to me and were like doing this, I wouldn't, like that doesn't affect me.
No, if they're your old homies, they'll just be like, oh, that's whatever. That's, you know what I'm
saying?
They're
like, oh my God, I watched your tape last
night. You wouldn't get mad. This is going back to like,
like my friend group had like movie night when my first one came out.
Yeah.
My first mainstream
one
came out.
That's a friend, right? Yeah. I mean, they're being supportive, right? Yeah. So I wouldn't, like, do you think of these things? Like when you were weighing out your options, you're like, but what about this or what?
I was. You thought about that. I totally had the anxiety. I totally had that, like, and I honestly, like, even did, like, a few mainstream things before.
Doing that.
Well, before, like, telling anyone. Like, I did a few pornos and then just like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just like keep it a secret for a while, and then my first one
got leaked
to Pornhub and I was like on the front page.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I was like immediately like flew home and told everyone that I wanted
Cats out of the bag at that point. Yeah, I was like... Which is fine.
Yeah.
That was probably the right...
That's why I was like, okay. Better about it. Yeah, because I was like, I might as well.
Yeah.
Because then that was the other thing, too, is like, if I'm not going to talk about it, then I do... am going to still have this, like, shame attached to it, and I don't want that.
You don't want that. Because it'd be weirder if you kept... try to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
It's out there anyway, so you're like, okay, well, this is what it is. Yeah. Right, it is. Not only that, you had other interests. Weren't you like a cook before? Yeah,
I'm sorry, I should have asked
earlier. But no, let's just touch upon that real quick. I mean, you have other things. You're a cook. You went to culinary school. Yeah. And did the whole thing, right?
I did not go to culinary school. I was helping teach at one for a little bit, but But yeah, I cooked. I just was working in restaurants from age 17 and on.
There you go. So you could. But those are skill sets. You could cook some delicious stuff for yourself at home, right?
I finally just figured out what food I can do for OnlyFans.
Oh, what is that? Can I guess? Is it baking?
No.
Omelets?
No.
Think
cold.
Ice cream?
No.
Hold up.
Think cold. Asian.
Cold and Asian. Wait, hold up. It's a dessert?
No.
Oh, cold noodles?
No.
Hold up. That's hold a good up. One. Give me a chance. Okay. Give me a chance.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's why she got her bump. Uh-huh. That's why she got the bump.
There you go.
She's great.
Yeah.
That's my intern. Great. She's made a year.
Uh-huh.
A round of applause for her. Shows up on time.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
You're no, great. You're going to be fine. Everything's fine. Now, this is the time where... let's start plugging some stuff, like if you have a website or... Yeah, go ahead.
I just have, I think, my socials.
Go ahead.
Instagram at...
Spelled out.
At L-U-M-I underscore R-A-Y, I think. Let me double check. Yeah, okay. And then Twitter...
Say it again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
U-M-I underscore R-A-Y Twitter, all one word, at Lumi Ray with two Y's, so L-U-M-I-R-A-Y-Y, because for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it on the description as well, the YouTube description.
Yeah, perfect. And then OnlyFans at Lumi Ray.
Okay, and then, yeah, definitely, and then look out for my future OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, to all the homies in West Hollywood. Just be patient with me, okay? Yeah. I gotta start with very small Sawyer.
Butt plugs.
She's gotta help me set it up. Thanks again for tuning in for another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to best help the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I also do another podcast with my buddy Jeremiah Watkins. We're actually doing a live podcast at the Ontario Improv June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
28th or 29th. I don't know. I'll have to check back tickets? With you. Yeah, so we'll let you know how to get tickets for that. We're also doing a summer camp June 16th to the 18th. Go to campraw.com. CampRAHH.com. Oh, YouTube.com/scissorbros. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. StevieWeebyShow.com for the website. I need to upgrade my merch and stuff. I'll get back to y'all on that. If you want to send any packages, fan mail, or et cetera, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was good meeting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
mm-hmm.
me. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.